Chapter 16. Rex. I am woken by the sound of vehicles, many engines at least 4 miles away but closing. Moved by sudden hope, I try to strain that part of me that Master's words come in by. No use. It is not an arm or an ear that I can push with it or focus on it. It is there or it is not. There are no words from Master. I can detect nothing on any of the short-range red mark frequencies. My ears twitch and triangulate. At least 6 vehicles, some larger, some smaller. My database suggests they are mostly civilian, with perhaps 1 armored vehicle amongst them, from the sound. They are not anything that red mark might use. They are not friends. Therefore, I wake the others. Dragon is slow to wake. It is still night, and he grumblingly sends me readouts from his hybrid metabolism monitor, highlighting core body temperature and cross-referencing that to the peak efficiency guidance in his database. I tell him to shut up and to shift to high activity mode so he can generate his own heat. Dragon's channel, I will be very hungry. And, but I suppose we have lots of cows. Honey is sitting up, shaking herself and yawning. She asks me for orders, and I send over a sound capture of what I have heard. By now, Honey can just hear the engines herself. She looks over my database references and scratches herself. Problematic, she decides. I asks, you don't know who they are? Honey's channel. The most recent information I have obtained from the satellite link suggests there are a number of possibilities. It may be actual anarchistas, but currently they are said to be operating east of here. However, the confusion of the war has led to a number of bands of gunmen at large in the country. Some were armed by the anarchistas, others by pro-government forces or criminal cartels. While the fighting is ongoing, there is no ready curb to their activities so long as they avoid the major combatants. Honey uses a lot of long words, but they come with database tags, so I understand what she means. Dragon's channel. Nothing we need to deal with, then. Honey hmms thoughtfully. Orders, Rex? Retreat and prepare to unleash necessary force if pursued, I decide. These are good orders. I am being a good leader. Bees, wake up. High activity mode. Bees has more problems with cold nights than Dragon. Her small bodies must generate far more heat because of their surface area to volume ratio. She does this by compromising the efficiency of their wings so that some of the flight energy is converted to warmth. However, she will run out of energy very quickly. Bees go to Honey, I decide. This is not ideal, and I know Honey finds it uncomfortable, but soon all of Bees' units are nestling within her pelt so that she is crawling with their hard, black bodies like living armor. Like living armor. The thought surprises me. It is something completely new that I have thought, entirely from my own head. Immediately, I want to share it with the others. Like living armor, I repeat to them. Bees and Dragon do not understand, and Honey is covered in bees and already irritable. I wonder if I could share the thought with any of the humans. Perhaps Dr. Thea de Sejos. Perhaps it is a thought from the part of my DNA that is human. We decamp from the village, moving quietly. The humans have set a watch on us, I know, although I am not sure why. It is not as though they could stop us doing anything if we decided that they were enemies. We retreat out into the fields, avoiding cows so that we don't spook them. We crouch low, even Honey, and watch, listen, sense. I think about sending out some of the bees' units for close-range intelligence gathering, but they would burn out and die far too quickly, and we cannot get any more. The humans have heard the vehicles by now, and abruptly a lot of them are running around between their buildings. I see most of the small humans taken to the big stone building. Church, my database informs me. Some of the others run around in a fairly disorganized manner, and others take up firing positions as they did when we came. The vehicles are approaching along the rough road from the north. In the lead, there is an open-top car with four men. After that, the armored fighting vehicle comes, an old piece of military surplus, but with its 30-millimeter cannon manned and ready on top. I compare and contrast to Honey's elephant gun. The vehicle-mounted weapon is comparable in power, with a superior rate of fire. After the armored car come some trucks carrying unarmed people and goods, both secured to prevent them being thrown around too much. Last is a bust that was colorfully painted once, but is now mostly dust-colored. This is filled with armed men. I signal, counting 97 new humans visible, plus unknown within the AFV of visible humans, 53 armed. I tag database files for weapon types. The new humans mostly have old military assault rifles, sufficient to kill Dragon, but probably not Honey or myself. Some have underslung grenade launchers, and these are a greater cause for concern. The gun atop the AFV is by far the most significant threat, as a direct hit would badly injure even Honey. Dragon's channel, doesn't matter, we're not fighting them. The vehicles have drawn up before the village, and the gunmen have got out. I can hear words being exchanged, and forward these to Honey so she can take advantage of my superior ears. At first, there is a lot of shouting, and I see the AFV gun tilting to point at some of the buildings. The shouting goes on, from inside the building where the villagers have mostly gone, and from the cars using an amplifier, loudhailer, my database supplies, bullhorn. The new humans say they are part of some revolutionary army that Honey has never heard of. They are making demands. The AFV gun shoots into the side of the church once, punching a crater. I hear high screams. The resident humans have inadequate defenses. If I was giving them orders, I would recommend a fighting withdrawal from an indefensible position. But truly, they are not well positioned to recapture battlefield superiority in any way. Dragon's channel. We should be going. Honey's channel. No, wait. I just watch. The new humans are making demands. And now it looks like the resident humans are surrendering. They are coming out into the open without guns. I feel shock go through me, because this is not a tactical option that I have ever considered. It is not something that we were ever intended to do, surrender. The idea is slippery in my mind. Can we do that? I hear more angry words. Some of the resident humans are being pushed about or struck. The newcomers want the small humans to come out of the church. There is a man in black, the man who first came to speak to Honey, standing in the doorway. The tone of his voice is reasonable and calm, but I can hear the fear in it. I whine a bit. I am very uncertain, because I do not know if the resident humans are enemies or not, and I do not know whether the newcomers are enemies or not. I know where I am, with enemies. I can hear more words. The man in black has been thrown to the floor, and there are guns pointed at him. There is a boot on his back. Dragon's channel. Target acquired. What target? I demand. Dragon's channel. Any target. Does it matter? Honey gives a big sigh. Rex, she transmits. Are you worried they will damage the satellite transmitter? I ask her. Honey's channel. That is one of the things I am worried about. Our comms are very swift, far more so than the crude shouting of the humans. Rex, says Honey again, I have a thought concerning our future. I do not often understand things better than Honey. This is one of those times. You think these new humans may be enemies? I say. Dragon's channel. They are enemies of the old humans. He is switching from target to target idly, calculating distance and wind direction. Honey's channel. I think it would be useful if they were declared enemies. Some of the old humans are being pushed against the wall of the church. Still, they keep shouting. The man in black is being kicked. I see Dr. Thea de Sejos run over to him, but she is struck and kicked as well. I whine deep in my throat. She is not a friend. She is not master, nor does she wear a red mark logo. She is a human I have spoken to, though. She exists in my head as an individual. I have a relationship with her. She is not just not friend, not enemy, like the rest. It is up to Master to say who is enemy and who is friend. I am not intended to make that decision myself, but Master is not here. I am in command. There is no superior to whom I can look for guidance. My database and my feedback chip are silent. I think they are enemies, I say, and wait for my feedback chip to castigate me, for Master to appear and say, bad dog, for the world to fall on my head. Nothing happens, because I have said those words and made that decision all on my own. No, that is not quite it. When I say it, it becomes truth. They become enemies. I have made them enemies. Dragon's channel. Target acquired. I check his choice of targets and confirm this is satisfactory. Bees on me, I order, and the swarm mobilizes, bustling about my body with scratchy little legs, a burden, but one I can bear. I give my heat so bees may conserve her energy for the fight. My orders. Dragon, priority targets, A-list. Honey, supporting fire as I engage, then join me. Bees, priority target list to be updated on engagement. Dragon's channel, ready signal. Honey's channel, ready signal. Confirmed, Rex. Bees channel, ready signal. Go, go, go. I go, 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 on all fours and hitting 30 miles per hour after 3 seconds of acceleration. Bees does her best to cling to me, but individual units are constantly coming loose and hurrying after me to reattach. Dragon's channel. Bang! Next target acquired. The enemy manning the AFV gun pitches backwards. Honey's channel. Boom! The bus jumps 5 feet as the elephant gun's shot strikes it in the center flank, buckling in the thin metal and then exploding in the interior. Honey counts 7 casualties, dead and injured, from gunmen who had not disembarked. Much panic and shouting from the newcomers in the village. They have not seen me yet. A new thought. When they do, they'll really shout. Dragon's channel. Bang! Next target acquired. The enemy holding a gun to the man in black drops, most of his head gone. Honey's channel. Boom! The open-top car explodes, the chassis just about flying off the wheelbase, one driver confirmed dead. The enemy have an idea where the shooting is coming from. The AFV is moving, and the rest are taking cover, pointing their guns out towards Honey and Dragon. Honey is already on the way in. I have taken a curved path into the village. I am not where they are looking. I run through the streets of the village at top speed, and they do not even see me coming. My big dogs are shooting, picking off the gunmen who are closest to the residents. The residents are running everywhere, so targeting is a challenge. But my eyes highlight every enemy in red against the dark background. I hit a stand of residents, too fast to stop, and knock them all flying. Acceptable losses. I am on the enemy. My orders. Bees, deploy. I explode into the enemy with teeth and claws. Bees explodes from me in a stinging cloud. We are all tapping our deep energy reserves tonight, so the rest of the world seems slow and lazy. I am striking to disable because one disabled soldier is more trouble to the enemy than two dead ones. I take limbs in my teeth and crunch and shake. I hook and fling with my claws. I send men hurtling into walls and onto roofs. I give Bees her priorities, and she masses around the AFV, finding ways in. One enemy is at the gun again, tipping the body of the previous gunner over the side. Dragon kills him with a bang, and Bees pour into the hatch. Bees channel, integrity, 84%. Venom reserves, 69%. The venom can be manufactured in her bodies, but there are no new bodies. Still, she seems to be enjoying herself. There are resident humans who have guns now. There are resident humans who have been shot. Dr. DeSejos is providing medical help, just as I would order her to, if I could, as though she is a fifth member of my squad. Bullets strike me like angry insects, but they do no more than bruise. Honey is here now, lumbering into the village and throwing herself at the enemy, where they have tried to gather. They stop gathering there very quickly, and then they are running for their vehicles. Only the trucks are left. The people there have not joined in the fighting or untied themselves. I have a quick discussion with Honey about them. She says they are not enemies and puts a shell into one truck's engine block just as it is being driven away. The other truck has not started because Dragon is amusing himself by targeting anyone who sits in the driver's seat. There are not many enemies left, and they are making a strategic withdrawal. It is not a good withdrawal because they are all just running and none of them is laying down covering fire or any of the other things you are supposed to do. Dragon kills them all, and I let him. It keeps him busy, and his feedback chip will probably say, "Good Dragon," every time he hits. And besides, they are enemies, and we kill enemies. It's what we're for. After that, the sun is coming up, and I put down the burdens of command for a bit and just stand and watch it through the bees-flecked air. After a while, I order Dragon to let me use his eye feed because he sees the colors so much better than me. I am surrounded by the bodies of enemies. They are enemies of my own making. I made a command decision. I have nobody to tell me good dog or bad dog for doing so. I do not know what I am becoming. I send just to Honey. I miss Master. I miss Heart. Honey's channel. I know, Rex. My channel to Honey. Was this right? Honey's channel. I hope so. Trust me, Rex. You have to trust me.